Welcome to the Green Living Show. Whether you live in the Northeast, Southwest, Northwest, or anywhere else in the country, this is the place to learn about how to be healthier and save money. To be on the show, call us at 1-866-444-3478. Or just sit back and enjoy the chat. Here he is, your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. If you want to call and be with me, you can do that. I'm just going to be pontificating here for a bit because we're at a very special event today. The telephone number, if you do want to call, is 866-444-3478. We're in Allen. We're in pretty close to downtown Allen, Texas, and it's their Arbor Day celebration, and they're really putting on the show. There's a lot of displays here, a lot of people in various kinds of tree or related businesses, and that's what we're all about today. The city forester from Allen, and she'll probably come by here and visit with us a little bit later, is Denise Moore. What's going to happen is we're doing the 2 hours of the show here. We're at the city libraries, where the location is exactly, and we'll be doing the show and talking about tree planting. I'm going to talk about what I've been spending an awful lot of time on lately, and that's planting trees with a different approach, bare rooting techniques, not bald and burlap, not container, not grow bags, although the trees are coming from the growers in all those situations. What we're doing is we're completely removing all the soil and planting trees with bare rooted techniques. Logan is here with us today too. If you want to meet her, come by and say hi. We'll be here for the duration of the event. When I get through with the 2 hours of the show, Denise is going to be addressing the group here and talking about Arbor Day, what's going on with the city, what the city of Allen is doing to promote trees and organic techniques, and some of the different procedures that I recommend. Then I'm giving a talk. I should be outside in the courtyard here, and then we're going to move inside, and at 12 or just a few minutes after 12, I'll be doing a presentation inside in the auditorium with a slideshow and talking about the basic organic program, how it has evolved to what it is today. Very, very simple and cost-effective program. And then get into some shots and some explanation of how to do this bare rooting procedure to plant trees, which sounds like it might be a second class way to go and not work as well, but it's just the opposite. I've found that the trees perform better. We've had tremendous success with now quite a number of trees that we've done this way, different sizes, different kinds of trees, different locations, and I'll show some of those in the presentation. And then after my presentation, more or less 1 o'clock, we'll be moving out to the site. They're going to plant a lot of trees today, I understand, but I'm going to be in charge of the planting of 3 trees, and we're going to do them bare-rooted. We're going to have a Chinese pistachio. We're going to do a red oak, and our intern, Shay, is gathering up the trees. I mean, he's going to get a third, so we had 3 different species of trees, so I can show you some different conditions of the root system when the soil comes off. And if you haven't seen this done before, you're going to be interested in it. We'll take pictures of it and throw it up on the website for you. Also, we just planted a tree, by the way, at the house. A big construction project, hard construction is pretty much over with, and so we've now started to plant some trees. And the first plant we planted was a big tooth maple, and it was brought to us by Organic by Nature, nursery out in the Weatherford area, and he wanted to learn how to do the planting. We bought the tree, but he came over and helped us out with it and saw how the bare root planting operation worked. And he was like everybody that's seen this procedure, especially people that are in the business, they are shocked or at least surprised when they see the condition of the root system once the soil is taken off of a plant, especially plants that have been grown in a container. There will be knots of roots where, well, at each step up, if you start the plant at a 2-inch container, there'll be a knot of roots there, and then if it stepped up to a 4-inch container, there'll be a knot of roots there. 1 gallon, same thing, and on up. And cutting those away, trimming those, or hydrating the roots really well, and then unwinding those knots of roots is the main thing that you want to do. The most important thing is hydrating the roots, soaking of the roots after you've taken the soil off of the root system, soaking the roots in water, and it depends on how long. It depends on the condition. The more they're wound into a knot, the longer you need to soak them and get them hydrated so you can unwind the roots. And if they're wound in such a knot that you can't get them unwound, and if they're left, they would squeeze into the trunk of the tree like an anaconda. Well, they need to be cut away. They need to be trimmed away with pruning shears and done away with, just like pruning off a limb that's on the plant that's needing to be removed from the top of the tree. Same kind of thing on the root system. And the bare rooting technique gives you the ability to see the roots and see what's the problem and see what you have to do. In most cases, you can unwind the roots that have grown round and round and also down. You'll find that when you pull a plant out of a container, a woody plant of any kind, shrubs, trees, whatever you're dealing with, that the roots will not be as deep as you expect to see. Because what happens is that the roots go over to the container and then grow one or two things, round and round, or down, in most cases, both. So when you get the soil off the roots, they can be spread out, and you'll find that the root system is actually more shallow than it was in the container. And you want to spread those roots out after you've soaked them for a long time. It's best if what I do is, and we'll be showing this, we take the plant out of the container and then drop it on the concrete, drop it on the street, drop it on something hard, knock as much of the soil off the roots as we can first mechanically, and then we put the root ball over in water and soak it, and we use a hose, not spraying real strong or anything like that, but a hose running at a moderate pace to get the rest of the soil off the roots. Well, during this process, obviously you're keeping the roots wet and doing a good hydrating job. So if that process goes on for 30 minutes or longer, you can count that as your soaking time. If the soil comes off really fast, you need to put over water in a big old wash tub or something like that and just let it stay there for at least an hour. And in a lot of cases, it's better if you have time, if time permits, to do it longer than that. For example, I pulled a shrub out of the ground at my house yesterday that has always been wilted. It's one of those plants that I knew that I planted two years ago, and it's been sitting there not growing at all, and it's the first plant in the backyard to wilt. And I showed some people yesterday, and they were surprised that I grabbed it by the stem and just pulled it right out of the ground, and the roots hadn't grown out into the soil at all. It still had the root ball from the original container perfectly intact. Well, I filled up a wash tub and stuck it in the water yesterday afternoon, and it's still there. It'll still be there this afternoon. I may plant it today, and I may plant it tomorrow. I found out accidentally some time ago that because we put some plants in water and forgot about them, that you can leave them in the water for a long time. And it not only doesn't hurt, but it's beneficial to get those roots hydrated and the plant live for you after it's put back in the soil. I'll knock all the soil off of that shrub. It's an anise is what it is, and I'll knock every bit of soil off. I think it's more important in a way to get the soil off of the root system if it's in potting soil than if it's in a native, heavier soil. The tree we planted at the house yesterday was in some heavy soil. The fellow was into organics. He listens to the show. He knew enough to not have the typical potting soil to grow his trees. And he had a pretty heavy soil, but we still bare-rooted the plant anyway. So we'll show that in the slideshow today and talk about it and actually do it on some trees out in the out on the grounds here in the city of Allen. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. Number is 866-444-3478. I'll be right back.
Hello, gardening friends. I'm John Drumgoole. You've probably heard about Ladybug Natural Brand Organic Gardening Products. I'd like to talk about these high-quality products for your organic garden and landscape. Ladybug Organic Fertilizers are economical and easy to use. The Ladybug 824 All-Purpose Organic Fertilizer covers over 4,000 square feet. Just compare that with other brands. A Texas A&M study proved that it is better than all of the top synthetic chemical fertilizers, and there was no runoff to pollute the environment. It's really fantastic for vegetables, trees, flowers, herbs, and container gardens. It's granular and easy to apply. Try our other great products like Ladybug Flower Power for your roses, perennials, and vegetables. Our compost blends are famous in Texas, like our Revitalizer compost. Try our Vortex potting soil. Your plants will really love it. These and many other Ladybug gardening products are available only at independent garden centers. When you want quality and consistency, ask for Ladybug Natural Brand.
Zeolite has become a very important staple of my bed preparation recommendation, and the company I've been recommending for a while down south of San Antonio called Zeotech has a zeolite that I think is the best. Their bed preparation material is terrific, but they also have kitty crystals, critter crystals, Z-quine for horses, Zeobrite for the swimming pool, and other forms of zeolite. For information, zeotechcarp.com or check with your local retail store.
Good sleep is an important part of your health. Savvy Rest has developed a healthy, comfortable bed made of natural, organic materials. Savvy Rest is committed to purity, natural, non-toxic, certified, and independently tested materials. Comfort. Every Savvy Rest organic mattress is customized and value. Savvy Rest will long outlast a conventional mattress. For a store in your area, go to SavvyRest.com or go to the Green Living Store on DirtDoctor.com to order a cost-effective, quality bed for healthier sleep today.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
For tough yard work, rely on the brand trusted by homeowners and professionals alike, Steel. When you're looking for a quality chainsaw, you can't go wrong with the number one selling brand of chainsaws in the world. Steel is legendary for designing powerful and hardworking chainsaws. With many sizes to choose from, we have one that will fit your needs. Visit your local Steel dealer today to check out our full selection. Prices start at just $179.99. For fall cleanup jobs, check out the full line of lightweight and dependable steel handheld blowers. Ideal for cleaning the yard, deck, driveway, and sidewalk. Steel blowers can make quick work of leaves and other debris. Prices start at an affordable $149.99. Check out the wide selection of Steel Outdoor Power Equipment and discover the difference a steel can make. Affordable Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is only available at your servicing steel dealer. Visit your local dealer today or find one at steeldealers.com. That's STIHLdealers.com. All prices are CDC VME SRP, available at participating dealers.
What? You can't understand me? Once again? Well, I'm going to tell you again. Give them a call. It's Affordable Hearing, the hearing aid company that I recommend. They do a great job. They'll even give you one of the hearing systems to take home and try for a while, and there's no obligation at all. And I recommend you do it. If you've been having any trouble with your hearing, or if you've had hearing aids in the past and it didn't work out very well, their hearing helpline number is 800-521-1592. They're available 7 days a week to answer your questions. You hear a lot of other advertisements about hearing aid companies, but this is the one the Dirt Doctor recommends. It's Affordable Hearing. The number again, 800-521-1592. They'll even meet with you on Saturday or Sunday if that helps your schedule. Affordable Hearing, 800-521-1592.
Spring is here, and it often brings the need for many home repair projects. Is your household budget stretched so it's hard to afford basic home repairs and improvement projects? Here are some green living, do-it-yourself projects that will enhance your health and save you money. Fix a leaky faucet. Paint a room with low VOC paint. Install an attic tent to create an air transfer barrier between your attic and living areas. Install a solar attic fan. Enjoy a high-powered, water-saving showerhead. Purchase do-it-yourself radiant barrier for your attic ceiling. Or get an easy-to-install under-sink water filtration system. These projects require having the right tools and, more importantly, great information so you don't have to figure everything out by yourself. Visit HowardGarrett.com for helpful step-by-step advice, how-to guides, and the best products for your spring green living home improvement projects.
Back with you, and that number for any hour that I'm on the radio to call and be with me is 866-444-DIRT-3478. We're talking about trees today because I'm at the Arbor Day celebration at the city of Allen. If you are listening and want to come by, I'd be delighted to talk to you if you come by and join in the festivities. There's going to be all kind of demonstrations today, planting trees and talking about trees and talking about beautification here in the city of Allen. And they've just done a great job with all of the development that they've done. And they've gotten really interested in planting trees properly and the organic approach. And that's why we're here. Again, be doing a talk myself at 12 o'clock, but there's all kinds of activities going on. The rest of the day already has started. Continuing my talk on this process of planting trees with bare-rooted techniques, a lot of you probably have planted at least some trees bare-rooted in the past, fruit trees maybe. They're sold that way a lot. Sometimes roses come bare-rooted or close to it. They're in a little narrow container that doesn't have very much soil, has some potting soil or some peat moss or bark or something in the hole, so you probably have some experience with it. But the thing that you need to be careful about in that situation, just like with any of these others, is planting the plant at the right height. There's I'd say close to 100% of the time plants are planted too deeply. And one of the reasons is, well, with fruit trees and roses, they're a perfect example of getting tricked. They will have a little dog leg in the stem that is the graft union. It's where the top of the plant was grafted to the rootstock. And it rarely is perfectly straight. At the very least, it'll be swelling at that point, look different than the rest of the stem. A lot of times, it'll have a dog leg shape to it as well. A lot of people think that that is the point that ought to be put right at the ground line when the plant is planted, whether it's a rose or a tree or whatever. And if you do that, you will have planted your tree about 6 inches too deep in the ground. In most cases with trees, it can be 6 to 10 inches too deep. With a rose, usually 2 or 3 inches, something like that at least. So don't pay any attention to that. What you pay attention to is where the roots start, where the roots actually start going out from the trunk. You can get tricked a little bit there, too, because sometimes, depending on how the plant was propagated, there can be some roots growing out of the stem above the crown of the plant. Those are called adventitious roots. They're false roots. They do function, but you want to have them above ground, too. You want to have the ground grade right where all the true roots, the true crown of the plant, begins. And again, it doesn't matter whether it's a shrub or a tree or what kind of shrub or tree, all the same. And if you plant, if you submerge the plant down below that point, you will have planted the plant too deep. It might live, but it's not going to perform anywhere nearly like it should. And in a lot of cases, it will lead to disease and insect problems and other things. If it's a fruit tree or some kind of tree that you're trying to grow flowers or have some other kind of production, the production will be less because of being planted too deep in the ground. The reason for that is that the trunk, the flare that we want to have exposed, is part of the trunk. It's not part of the root system. And so when you're burying the trunk in the ground, it stays wet all the time. And that prevents the proper breathing that it will do if it's above the ground. So that's why we're so concerned about having the plant planted up at the right height, whether it's a buried plant, a balled and burlap plant, or plant in a container. Now, I want to talk a little bit about balled and burlap trees because it surprises people here. When taking a plant from a nursery and it's balled and burlap, people are surprised when they hear me say to take the burlap off the top of the ball, take it loose, take it all the way back, and you will be surprised that you'll find that there will be soil under the burlap on top of the root ball. And sometimes it will be an inch or two, sometimes it will be, depending on the size of the tree, sometimes it will be 3 or 4 inches. That happens because during the process of maintaining the trees in the tree lot, they cultivate the soil for weeding purposes. It's one of the things they do to control weeds. And every time they go through the rows of trees with their cultivating tools, a little bit more soil gets kicked over onto top of the flare and the root system of the tree. So once they dig it, and then the digging procedures, I think, probably do it some too. They dig the trees originally with a tree spade, then they go in by hand and do the finishing touches on it. But that process of using the tree spade and then wrapping the burlap up, there gets to be a bunch of soil put up on top of the roots. So we want to pull it all off. And you'll be surprised at how high it is up on the flare, which is, again, part of the trunk. We're going to take a little break, and then we'll continue talking about planting trees the natural way, using these techniques that we've just had great success with. It's one of the things that is not done commonly in the industry, so a lot of people hearing this will be scratching their head and wondering why their landscape people haven't done this in the past. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I'll be back for more right after this. Don't go away.
It's spring, and the deer are back dining on your garden delights. People everywhere have found the best natural solution to lost greenery. It's Deer Scram, America's finest deer repellent. Deer Scram is organic and really works, guaranteed. Deer Scram's granular formula is easily applied, doesn't smell bad, and lasts through rainfall. Look for Deer Scram and find independent nurseries and garden centers, or visit DeerScram.com. That's DeerScram.com. Deer Scram, the name says it all.
Learn to live more natural and organic by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic program is better in every way. The organic method is the most efficient, most cost-effective, and most fun of any approach. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping or delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and natural living. Howard Garrett books can be found in the online store at dirtdoctor.com or in stores in your neighborhood. Purchase one of these fine books today so you can start enjoying living the natural way.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, here with some very important pet information for you. Munster Natural cat food and dog foods all do one very special thing. Besides satisfying your pets, the Munster products improve the health of your pets. These products have more flaxseed, the richest source of omega-3 of any pet food out there, natural preservatives throughout the products, citric acid and rosemary extract, not just in the fats either. As with most dog foods all the way through the product, Munster Natural is loaded with vitamins and minerals, and the blend gives dogs and cats the most beautiful coats you've ever seen. Munster Natural comes in three different rations. The red bag for puppies, mothers, and athletes, green bag for normally active dogs, and the blue bag for seniors and less active dogs. The yellow bag is the chicken and rice formula, which contains no wheat or corn. By the way, my dogs like them all. Munster Natural cat food has the same basic ingredients and is found in the black bag.
What cookware should I use? It's a great question because you may already be aware of the problems with pesticides on produce, the mercury in fish, and the chemicals generally in our food. But you may not be aware that your choice of kitchenware can make a difference too. Typical pots and pans can contain chemicals which leach into our food, Teflon in particular, but also aluminum and PVC plastic. Here are some guidelines to watch for. Avoid nonstick pots and pans, bakeware, and utensils because they contain Teflon. Although nonstick kitchenware is very convenient, Teflon is made from toxic compounds which have been linked to cancer and reproductive problems. Avoid pots and pans that may cause aluminum to leach into your food. It's best to use glass bakeware and stainless steel or cast iron pots and pans. Stainless steel and glass mixing bowls are great too. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and find great health-improving products for your kitchen.
Back with you talking about trees today because we're here celebrating the Arbor Day event with the city of Allen. All of the people from the city are here. The demonstrations are already underway. There's a tree planting going on right now. Tree climbing demonstration is going on starting at 9:30 to 10:30. And the Arbor Day tree dedication will happen at 11:30. Denise Moore will be doing a talk and introducing all that. And then my talk is at inside. It's a little chilly out here right now, but not too bad. And my talk will be inside in the very comfortable and beautiful auditorium. And I'll be talking about the basic organic program, the new techniques and products that we're recommending now. Our recommended program has gotten to be simpler and simpler and more cost-effective. We continue to have to tell people that it's a little different than we used to recommend. Some people are bothered by that. It's like they don't want to hear any change, even if it's a change for the better. I don't have a problem with that. I might be recommending something completely different in a few months than I'm recommending now. If I come up with something, we're doing tests all the time. We have a nonprofit organization called the Texas Organic Research Center. And you can go to DirtDoctor.com and go into the research area of the website and see what that's all about. We collect research from other people that relates to growing and soil and horticulture and all related kind of things, even animal nutrition and related things there for ranchers. So if you haven't seen that, you can check it all out on the website. And we're continuing to do experiments ourselves with different planting techniques, different products to control insects and diseases and weeds. In fact, we've been doing some research on organic weed control this past week. We don't have perfect answers yet in that area. We pretty much do in every other category. The only thing where we still are searching for better and better techniques and products is for sure is in the herbicide area. As far as soil building and fertilizing, the only thing that continues to change there is we find things that work better for a better price. We've had perfect control in the past, but now what we're learning is how to do it with less applications of materials and different kinds of materials, allowing us to do that for the most part. And the net result is the cost savings. The organic program has this great big misconception that it costs more than the synthetic approach and that it doesn't work as well, and those are just reversed. The reverse of that is true. And the reason is multiple fold. It's one, you don't have to fertilize and spray for insects and diseases and things as often. We fertilize far fewer times during the year, even though the organic fertilizers tend to cost a little bit more than synthetic fertilizers, which are salts and are damaging to the soil, damaging to the air, like volatiles. They're damaging to the water system. They wash away and they leach away. And the organic fertilizers don't do any of those kind of things. And you don't have to put them out as often as a result, so thus a cost savings there. But the big cost savings comes in the water savings. We cut the water bill about in half. Minimum of 40%, usually it's somewhere around 50%. And we've got proof on that from commercial, very formal commercial projects, residential projects across the country, polo fields, stables, horse pastures, golf courses, you name it, we've got it. And people still bucket and try to criticize, say that it doesn't work and that it's not the way to go and that there's nothing wrong with the synthetic approach and the toxic chemicals, but they're wrong. It's a much better way to go. Well, while we were teaching people about this organic approach and everything, we started learning about these different tree planting techniques. I actually learned originally from a guest that we had on the show, and you can go into the archives and listen to that show. It will be explained on the website what the different subjects I was covering. You can find where it says that I'm talking to an arborist from Cincinnati. His name is Mark Hogeman, and he's the one that got me interested in this bow weaving technique. He moves trees up to 36-inch caliper trees, 36-inch diameter trunk trees. In other words, fully grown huge trees, but he bare roots them. And he does exactly the same thing that I'm teaching and I'll be showing today on small trees. He takes all the soil off of the roots on a big tree. He digs a great big hole beside the tree and he goes into it from the side with an air knife, which is similar to the air spade, and he hydrates the roots while he's doing that, where he's blowing the soil off with air, but he's also putting moisture on the root system as he goes. And then he drills a bolt. He drills a hole through the trunk and puts a great big stainless steel bolt through the trunk. And he lifts the tree with cranes, very large cranes. And he has pretty close to 100% success in doing that. The reason that's important for you to understand is that when you bare root a tree that's in a 1 gallon or a 5 gallon or 15 gallon or whatever size it is, that's much, much smaller, your chances of success are much greater than Mark's. And he's close to 100% with the gigantic trees that he's moving. And he does it in the summer. Now, he is in Cincinnati. That's a little cooler climate than we have here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But he still does it, you know, when it's hot. He transports the trees on big trucks with the trees covered with tarps, and he puts a misting system in under the tarp, so he literally keeps them completely hydrated. That's the key. That's the only thing you can do wrong in this bare root operation, is let the roots dry out. Now, there's one more step that's very, very important here, and that is that we treat the roots with mycorrhizal fungus, beneficial fungus. It's important. It's as important as the hydrating. We use mycorrhizal fungus that comes from Dr. Mike Amaranthus in Oregon, a friend of mine. Got to be a friend as we met on a speaking engagement, talking with a company that was making some products and putting mycorrhizal fungus in the products. I was endorsing the products, and he was selling them mycorrhizal fungus. That's how we met about 4 or 5 years ago, I guess. And we developed a friendship. In fact, we're doing a book together right now. It's going to be a book on the commercial approach to this organic business that we talk about. But we put his mycorrhizae or mycorrhizal fungi, those terms can be used interchangeably. We put that fungus on the roots. We spray it on or we sprinkle it on. He has a nephew, somebody that's in his family, that makes a product that is specific to treating bare roots. It's called Plant Success. It's a gel. It's mycorrhizal fungus gel, and it really is terrific because it adheres to the roots and works even better than just putting a liquid solution, which is what it's okay to do for most people if you can't find the gel. But the gel is available. It's for sale in the Green Living store that's on dirtdoctor.com. We do have the staple products that I recommend all the time there, because people call us from all over the country and say, hey, you're talking about this organic program all the time and these products, and we can't find them anywhere. Why are you talking about them if they're not available? Well, as a result of the people getting angry with us, we set up this little online way to buy the products. And then we had another company called Green Living come in and take over the fulfillment of those orders. So we make sure that if you don't have a retail store in your area that sells this stuff that you need for organic techniques and bare root planting and all that, you can at least get it mail order. The other thing is that those of you that have a store or have a landscape contractor or something, or you're one of those yourself and you want to get the products wholesale, we have also started a wholesale division, a distribution company selling the staples that we recommend again. And it's called the Natural Organic Warehouse, and you can go to the website and see how all that works and see if it fits into your program. We might be able to help you there. It's called naturalorganicwarehouse.com is the website. So back to treating the roots with this mycorrhizal fungus. You can put it in the water when you're soaking and taking the soil off of the plant. I do that. I put it in the water. I use a specific product in that case called Thrive. Thrive is a mixture of beneficial bacteria and mycorrhizal fungi. It's called Tree and Shrub Thrive. we put that in the water, and then just before we plant the plant, we take the product called Plant Success, and we put it on the roots, and it's a gel, and so it adheres to the roots very well. So we are inoculating the root system with this mycorrhizal fungus as it goes in the hole. Then we water. We settle the soil with water. It's one of the techniques that I've recommended for a long time, is not tamping the soil, but settling the soil around a tree when you plant the tree with water. Let the weight of the water settle the soil, and when you're doing bare-rooted planting, that means that that native soil, and that's all we backfill with, is the soil that comes out of the hole, no matter what the soil type is, because that tree has to grow in that soil sooner or later, so we start it there. And the water makes the soil completely cover every small root, and you get tremendous connection between that root system and the new soil. You never have to stake. The plant is locked in place very, very well. And so you don't have the expense or the ugliness or the detriment of staking trees. It's detrimental to stake a tree. It doesn't move with the wind and develop trunk caliper nearly as well as it should if you leave it unstaked. We want the tree to move around a little bit. We want it to stay put, but we do want it to move around just a little bit. And if trees are staked, they'll have to be connected to the trunk somehow, and there's all kinds of damage that's done as a result. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The website is dirtdoctor.com. I'll be back after this.
Tired of poor-performing crops, gardens, or lawns? Texas Plant and Soil Lab offers you the most accurate and thorough soil nutrition test in the industry. Our special method is accurate for every soil type and in all areas of the country. The quality of the water you use for irrigation is also critical to the health of your soil and plants. We can provide you a complete analysis and corrective recommendations for your water. Go to TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com today to see useful information and a full description of our services. That's TexasPlantAndSoilLab.com or call 956-383-0739.
Thrive by Alpha Biosystems is one of the most important products that I talk about, and the reason is it works so great. I use it with Garrett Juice to drench into the soil. It's especially good on any plantings that aren't doing as well as you would like for them to. It's good for herb gardens, vegetable gardens, all landscaping, potted plants, and even orchids. Go to alphabiosystems.com or give them a call at 888-265-7929 or check with your local retailer. Thrive should be there.
Many years ago, while growing up in the nutrient-rich green countryside of Japan, surrounded by pure springs and running water, Dr. Ohira had the genesis for the idea that would become the fermentation process for one of Japan's best probiotics. Dr. Ohira discovered the wonders of probiotics, or lactic acid bacteria, when traveling in Malaysia. After researching the Malaysian diet, Dr. Ohira concluded it must be the fermented foods they ate that contained these beneficial probiotic bacteria that contributed to their good digestion and enhanced immune health. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is the ultimate in probiotic supplementation, combining ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is fermented using 12 strains of live cultures for maximum effectiveness, and no refrigeration is required.
Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Dr. Ohira's Probiotics 12 Plus, an evolutionary leap in probiotic science. Feel the Dr. Ohira difference.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
There's more to an organic lifestyle than organic gardening and natural organic foods. These are important, but so are the following: non-toxic paints and stains, cleaning products, water filters, bed and bath products, bamboo cutting boards and food utensils, recycled artful countertops, energy-efficient cookware, natural pet products, as well as energy-saving products like the right light fixtures and solar chargers for electrical devices. The place that can help you with wonderful advice and all of these products is Green Living. They're very easy to find. It's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com. Green Living has all of the gardening products recommended by the Dirt Doctor, but also organic coffee, The Missing Link, Redmond Sea Salt, baby care, bed and bath, home care, and pet products. That's greenliving.com or dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high-nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit dirtdoctor.com.
Talking about trees today because we are at a tree event, and it's a good one. It's the City of Allen. They've been doing an Arbor Day event for a while, and this is the first time I've been involved with them on a big a scale. They're going to doing planting demonstrations now. Berry planting demonstrations are going on as we speak. There's going to be a tree climbing demonstration for pruning purposes, maintenance, and so forth from 9:30 to 10:30, and then the Arbor Day tree dedication will be at 11:30. In the next hour, we're going to talk to a friend of mine, Brian Bristow, and he's with the city, and also the city forester, Denise Moore, and talk more about the event that's underway. Continuing my talk about planting trees properly, we've gotten down to talking about the mycorrhizal fungus application, actually putting it on the roots before they go into the soil and are backfilled. And then we really water a lot. We water and water and water until we thoroughly force all the air pockets out and have a situation where those roots are completely surrounded and held in place well by the existing native soil that was dug out of a tree hole. And so we've inoculated the roots. The mycorrhizal fungus then can grow out with the roots, and you get better establishment. You have fewer losses of trees from transplant shock, and just everything about it. The production, if it's a fruit tree or a flowering tree, is increased. It's just better in every way. I usually will take the gut juice and the thrive and do one more drenching of it just kind of as a last final step to make sure I've gotten that root system covered with this beneficial fungus. The Garrett juice is the food source for the fungus. And then all the other beneficial organisms that are growing in the soil. Just got some nice warm tea, Rod. It's a good day for that. Thanks, Logan. But that's the way it works. We don't prune a single twig off of the plant. That surprises people a lot when they hear that, because a lot of universities, I guess, still teach it, because there's so many people that still say it in the industry that you should prune a certain percentage of the top off to compensate for root loss. Well, when you're doing this bare root situation, we're not having very much root loss, if any, so that doesn't hold up. And we have found through research, and also other people that are in this business, like Dr. Carl Whitcomb in Stillwater, Oklahoma, has planted trees with all these different techniques and has found that the very best thing to do on pruning when you plant a new tree is to not do it. Leave all the twigs, and that includes the lower ones. You'll see young trees. In fact, I'll have a shot in my presentation showing a young tree that was planted at our office that has limbs very close to the ground. I'll leave those on there, especially for the first couple of years, because that helps to develop trunk strength, and you want to leave as many limbs and twigs and thus as much foliage on the plant as you possibly can, because that's how the plant produces its food, collects sunlight, produces photosynthesis, and makes its own food. There's nothing but negative things that come from pruning the top of the plant a whole lot when it's set out. And, of course, we don't do any kind of staking at all. We just let the, if we planted the tree properly, it will stand in place by itself without any trouble. Back in the days before I started recommending bare-rooted planting techniques, and I was in the landscape design business, I'm a landscape architect as well as an arborist. I've been involved in all phases of this. I didn't allow the contractors to stake trees back when we just did container plants and ball and burlap. We actually had language in the specifications that staking was not allowed. And we've done projects, Dallas Fort Worth area and other states, where we've planted hundreds and even thousands of trees on projects, no staking. One of the greatest examples is over in Fort Worth. It's the Radio Shack headquarters in downtown Fort Worth, 40-acre project. They planted close to 1,000 trees there. The other landscape architect, a big national firm that I worked with, and I wrote the specs and was the arborist on the project, but my co-landscape architect on the project was not happy that I didn't want to stake the trees, and they wanted to do it. We finally agreed to have the staking in the project specs as an ad alternate, only to be paid for, done and paid for, if we had trouble with any of the trees standing up. Guess how many we did? Not one. We didn't have to stake a single tree. Then other large corporate headquarters that we've done, you know, it's been similar stories. You'll occasionally have a tree blow over and have to stake temporarily during the first growing season. We don't like to do that and rarely have to do it. But if you have to do it, you do it, and you use the smartest techniques. We show some of those in the website and in my books. That's the way we like to go on trees. It's the natural way. I hope you give it a try. We'll be back for another hour. If your radio station doesn't carry that hour, listen on birddoctor.com. It's streamed live. All my shows are, and then they're archived as well, so you can hear all this stuff later on when you have the time to do it. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. I've enjoyed being with you this hour. Let's get out there and do some gardening, and I'll talk to you later.